This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number four. And in 60 minutes, Owen Schroyer from the War Room with InfoWars Embattled Studios takes over. The War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and Real Alex Jones on X. Got more phone calls, Melissa, Matt, Joe, and Ken. But I wanted to play a clip from congressional hearings today with Congressman Matt Gaetz, who's a hard charger, bringing up the fact that Haiti is completely in the middle of martial law, total collapse, cannibalism, you name it. Here it is.
So what's the difference between Haiti and a failed state? It's telling, right? We can't really identify them because the gangs are in charge. The government has been thrown out. And as a Florida man, I'm deeply concerned about this wave of people that we're about to have, that we are having, coming from Haiti. And it will accelerate because I've gone to Opa-locka and I've spent time with the folks that are engaged in Operation Vigilant Sentry. And they say the number one push factor that drives these Haitians into Broward County, Palm Beach County, where they don't disperse throughout the country, they stay in Southeast Florida. That driving factor is the deterioration of conditions in Haiti. So what are we doing to prepare for that wave and to ensure that these people are not paroled into the United States as the administration has done with people on the southern border, but instead are repatriated back at the dock at Port-au-Prince?
Go ahead. Congressman, we're doing a number of things to ensure that we're keeping track of the situation and we're prepared. At the moment, we have not yet seen large numbers, what we would characterize as a maritime mass migration. But we are alert to that.
A mass migration, though.
We are alert to that possibility. I think you're right that the driving conditions in Haiti could very well press more people. So we've recently approved some additional assistance that we can provide to the Coast Guard. I think that has now fully been approved. We'll be providing notifications if we haven't already provide additional shipboard assistance.
Because I've talked to the Coast Guard, and what they say would really support them would be more naval vessels, would be DOD support. And because I think you correctly said that there is an anticipated mass migration here, there are specific legal authorities that we can access that I would implore you to access. Specifically, George W. Bush signed executive order 13276. And in that executive order, there is the ability for any president to designate an anticipated mass migration and then get gray hull naval vessels into the Straits of Florida to deter that migration and then to repatriate those people before they get to Florida.
So it's on. Maria Z's coming up, but I promise to go to Melissa, Matt, Joe, and Ken. We'll take a break, join a bunch of stations that come back then. And then Maria Z will take over. We'll skip the two network breaks. She'll get her time back. Please remember, I can't fight George Soros and the New World Order without your support. Have we not delivered? Have we not kicked globalist ass up and down the block? I need your support. Plus, we've got great products. I need you to support our sponsors. And the biggest sponsor is my dad's company, DrJonesNaturals.com, that has all the nano silver products. The original, sold out for years, about to sell it again. Super blue, nano silver, with the tea tree, with the iodine, with all the other organic products, fluoride free, at DrJonesNaturals.com. The wound gel, the immune gargle, and then the rocket rest, the Cabacho, the top brain, and all the amazing products, and the other turmeric toothpaste, and the tooth whitening toothpaste. It's all natural, no additives. It's all there. You get great products, and you fund the InfoWar at DrJonesNaturals.com. We're taking on the New World Order. We need your support. We sell you products that enrich your life, that also empower this operation against the New World Order. Go now. It's your decision to make. Most of you never get the products. It's fine. I love you. Share the links. Share the articles. Pray for us. But that small amount that actually buy the products, you kept us on air. You're the reason all this has happened. We're the tip of the spear. Go to DrJonesNaturals.com right now and get Super Blue before the first run. We haven't had it for almost 4 years. It's sold out. Super Blue at DrJonesNaturals.com. And so many other great products there. Check out the whole site at DrJonesNaturals.com. We'll be right back. Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Like a pebble or a rock or a giant mountain collapsing into the sea, what we have done the last 30 years in April will send out reverberations throughout eternity. But I know our greatest work is still to come. And that's why your support, your word of mouth, your prayer is so critical right now. We have changed the world, and the enemy knows it, but have you fully woken up to the fact that this is the center of the resistance? Maria Z from Australia takes over here in a few minutes. We'll skip a few breaks. She gets her time back. But right now, let's rampage through these calls. Melissa in California, the attacks on InfoWars. Go ahead.
Just first of all, I just want to say, I God's put it on my heart just to kind of give you a message. Number one, Alex, every hit that you take, every hit that your family takes, just know that God has taken them first and he's taken them with you. So whatever effect that you feel, the impact of it, just know God took the brunt of it. That's number one. Number two, God has placed it on my heart just to tell you, you got to connect with Pastor Kent Christmas. He's a pastor out in Tennessee, Regeneration Nashville, and I have tried to run away from this. I did not want to. I was comfortable being a longtime listener and not ever calling, but God won't leave me alone. So I'm telling you, you got to connect with him. Now, that doesn't mean you got to have him on your show or call him. I don't know.
No, Kent Christmas. I'll call him. I know who he is. I'll get him on.
So the fact, there's a message there for you somewhere. I don't know what it is, and I don't know if it's going to be.
But the Holy Spirit laid it on your heart. I will. Guys, get me in touch with Dr. Kent Christmas or Pastor Kent Christmas.
Pastor Kent Christmas, there's something there for you, and God said you'll know it when you hear it. And that's it, sir. That's all I have to tell you today.
Well, thank you for that word. We will definitely investigate that because we listen to the Holy Spirit, and it speaks for the people. Matt in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me all right?
I can. Go ahead.
My question is, here recently I've heard you use the word Jacobin a few times, but even before that, when Tucker Carlson first started releasing episodes on Twitter, one of his first persons he interviewed was Victor Davis Hanson. They were talking about the deep state, and VDH said that the people we are at war with are the Jacobin.
Yeah, well, nothing against Victor Davis Hanson. He's a great guy, but it's well-known history that the Jacobins are the progenitors of the communists, so that's a fact.
Right, right. Well, my question is, every time I look that word up on Google, every single article, it's associated with Illuminati or Freemasonry, which I'm not saying that's right. We all know the information on Google. I want to know.
No, it's totally true. I mean, it's totally true. George Washington was a Mason, and George Washington wrote dozens of letters against the Illuminati taking over Masonry. So there are a lot of Masons that were good, some that were bad. That just goes back pre-Christianity as the mystery schools. You didn't go to college. If you could get into the mystery school, then you could be part of that. They taught science. They taught all the other stuff. And so, yeah, that's definitely true.
Oh, wow. Well, it's good to know.
I mean, the Jacobins were the Illuminati. And the Illuminati's documents are public because they got one of the guys carrying their main battle orders was hit by lightning. So the Prussians got it. And so we know. But it doesn't mean, because here's the deal. Everybody that goes to Bohemian Grove is not a member. So we don't say they're all devil worshipers. That's not true. But the people running it are devil worshipers. So it's just like the people that took over Masonry in the 1700s and 1800s. And Masons today are basically run by that. It doesn't mean George Washington is bad. He wrote letters against it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does.
Yeah. Well, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. I had one more thing, if you got a second.
Go ahead.
I noticed this morning you opened up with the discussion about marijuana, and I noticed on Twitter this morning that Michael Yon has released a few tweets. Kind of almost sounds like he's attacking Joe Rogan and Elon Musk for partaking in marijuana. So I was wondering, when you opened with that this morning, did you read that also, and is that why you talked about it? And do you have any comment on that?
No, I mean, I like Michael Yon. I didn't read his post today on X. I was talking about marijuana. I've been talking about marijuana being weaponized for decades and how it's dumbing people down. I explained why I did that on air. Thanks for the call. All right, Joe in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How you doing? First time caller. Love you, long time.
Love you too. Go ahead.
So I'm calling about marijuana, targeted listener schizophrenia, and I'm a little bit of an expert on marijuana here in Portland, Oregon, with the medical marijuana movement up till today.
Well, I brought up the weed. Everybody's talking about it. Go ahead.
So basically, since the Reagan administration, they encapsulated the scientific end result with smoke inhalation on monkeys to get their end desired result. And the same is with Soros, I would say, in his programs and missions all over this city, is basically that the hieroglyphs and the writings on the wall have been changed at the genetic level to produce the end result in which they want. We're not talking about Acapulco gold up until 2001, where the strains were improving and actually had high medicinal qualities. We're talking about something else here. We're not talking about the Lord's herb. We're talking about the devil.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Marijuana, nobody can deny, is one of the most, probably the most amazing plant. Even if you take the THC out, it does incredible things. I agree that it's amazing, but they've weaponized it now. I think it's what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, and it's, as a targeted individual, this also gets down to the schizophrenia of things, is that they know how to target you through fusion centers, the district attorney, and his the NGO programs in which they target people outside of extrajudicially, and, I've been heads up against Mike Schmidt myself, And before he was the district attorney, when he was a prosecutor, and that's how I came to find out the show, was because, I've realized that this has been a very circus-like atmosphere here in Portland, Oregon. And the people who are really the backbone here are all, they've all kind of folded, but it's been...
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. All I know is, I know a lot of people gone crazy smoking the modern marijuana. So I'm warning people about it. Last call, Ken in Ohio, before Maria Z takes over. Go ahead, Ken.
Yes, sir. Luminous beings, are we Alex Jones? Not this crude matter. InfoWars is legendary, and the work you're doing is inspiration. Respectfully, I would like to ask of you and Mr. Elon Musk, what do you think of the prospects of an InfoWars edition of the Twitter files, which would allow you to search the communication archives of Twitter circa 2018, around the time you were banned?
I would love to get into the DMs of the managers of Twitter, who we know interface with the feds. So, yeah.
Most of the previous Twitter files focused on 2020 with COVID-19 and the election. My idea is that the federal pipeline that the previous Twitter files have proven to exist. It predated 2020, likely when you were banned, and that if you could prove this, there was an operation run against InfoWars and Alex Jones, and I think the Oliver Darcy story, they used that as cover. And, if you prove this is huge news, I think it's like, is this the weakness in the Death Star? If you could prove that there literally was federal involvement in this operation that has been run against you through proving it through the Twitter files.
I totally admit it was a federal operation. So, yes, sir, I would be 100% behind that. Thank you so much. All right. Maria Z from Australia, the front line of the globalist takeover, takes over now. And then in 45 minutes, Owen Schroyer in the war room. Maria Z.
Thank you so much, Alex. Thank you, everyone. It's wonderful to be here with you. You know, last year when I was in the United States, I was warning everyone that the UN was trying to pass the political declaration in September of 2023. And it turns out that they passed it anyway, even though 11 countries were objecting to it. What was the political declaration? Basically, declaring that Anthony Guterres becomes the dictator of the world in the event of a climate crisis, in the event of some sort of an event in outer space, in the event of a pandemic. And so everyone's very concerned about the WHO International Health Regulations Amendments and the pandemic treaty. But really, even if the WHO was to be taken down, the UN political declaration could kick in anyway. And so they...
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and test us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Mentioned has a backup plan to its backup plan. The political declaration is a backup plan saying, well, just in case all of our bits and pieces don't come together, we're going to take over everything anyway. In back of that is the Pact for the Future, and you can go online and check it out, Pact for the Future. It's a United Nations program which memorializes and makes permanent the permanent state of chaos, crisis, and control by whoever sits in the seat of Director General or Secretary General, rather, of the United Nations. And we know that that means a complete destruction of humanity and humanity's rights. And in fact, Yuval Harari very clearly says we have no rights. Rights, human rights, are a fantasy, a fairy tale that we made up for ourselves. And he goes on to say, in a completely psychotic, irrational assertion, which he says as if it made sense, if you cut open a body, you don't find rights. Therefore, rights do not exist, which is more than a little weird. But the point is that these people are, in fact, both self-referentially insane and exceedingly dangerous, more dangerous perhaps than any force that has ever been on the planet before, because they have science and technology to enforce their lunacy. It is essential for us to stop the lunacy, not to moderate it, not to try to change the amendments for the international health regulations, not to try to reform any aspect of it, but to kill it at its heart. And the way to do that is to force our sock puppets in high places, our political supposed public servants, to do our will. And we can do that. And that means forcing the head of state of each of the countries that we're able to impact to write the letter that withdraws us from the United Nations. The Pact for the Future says, look, there's always going to be an emergency. There's always going to be a crisis. It could be climate, which we're lying about. It could be food, which we're creating. It could be economic, which we're creating. It could be outer space, as you said. Could be anything. And so we're just going to accept that there's always a crisis, and we're going to take over the entire world in order to prevent you from being harmed by the crisis. More craziness.
Yes, that's it. Just to be clear, everyone can go and look at, team, if you can bring up the Summit of the Future page, and it says multilateral solutions for a better tomorrow. It's happening between the 22nd and 23rd of September 2024. And people may say, oh, well, we have bigger things to worry about. We have the upcoming election. We have, the cost of living and a multitude of other things. This is the root of the cancer that has infected society. The UN is at the root of it. And so you cannot treat the illness if you don't cut out the disease. I have been, targeting my information towards exposing that most of what is wrong with society is coming from the UN. And you may know, Dr. Labo, that even they take it so seriously that how much they don't like being exposed, that Antonio Guterres's personal secretary responded to a hit piece about me when I showed that, as per the 8 March principles, it was advocating for legalizing sex with children. This is a document that was endorsed by the UN saying we should absolutely, you know, not consider the fact that whether it's in law or in fact, you know, basically wording it in the sense that adults should be able to have sex with minors, even if it's not legal. And so,
calling it a human right. And calling it a human right through the comprehensive sexuality education program, which is another United Nations program.
I want to talk with everyone briefly about the UN 30 by 30 agenda and UNDRIP, because in order for people to understand how serious it is that we need to get out of the UN and we need to demand this, you know, America, you've got an election coming this year. You need to be demanding from your candidates that they speak on leaving the United Nations. There are two bills right now, one in the House and one in the Senate, to exit the UN. Are any of them talking about that? Are any of them discussing the fact that there is a growing demand?
I'm so glad that you mentioned that. Right now, before the Congress of the United States, there is an act called the Disengaging Entirely from the United Nations Debacle. It's Senate Act 3428 and House Representative Act 6645. They're the same. Now, those acts must pass in the United States, and we must make sure that they are passed with a two-thirds majority so that the inevitable veto, which will come from the sock puppet who sits in the chair in the Oval Office labeled head of state, and it doesn't matter whether it's Harris or Biden, either sock puppet is equally predictable. When the veto comes, the Congress of the United States has to have enough support through your demand to override the veto and disengage entirely from the United Nations debacle. Now, I may be the only person in the United States who believes that we, the people, have the power to pass that act. We had a meeting with the staff member who actually is responsible for that bill in one of the offices of the congressman, who said, well, you know, we don't think this bill can pass, to which my response is wrong answer. Because if we do not pass this bill in the United States, and by the way, the United States leaving the United Nations is the critical factor that will crack it and allow the United Nations to crumble and be destroyed. If we do not pass this bill during the 118th Congress, which is currently in session, by the time the 119th Congress comes along, it will be inaugurated on January 3rd, 2025, the other side will have moved so far in seizing all property rights from the people, not only of the United States, but elsewhere in the world, that will have moved so far in forcing us into 15-minute cities and removing all of our other rights, including property rights, that there will be no opportunity to pass this bill. Ordinarily, Maria, we have an opportunity for gradualism. We build momentum, we introduce something into a legislature, we get a few votes, we bring it back next time, we get a few more votes, and we move forward year by year, session by session. This is true in Australia, it's true in the United States, and social change and legislative progress typically happens through this gradualism process. We are out of time. We have no opportunity for gradualism because the other side is not moving gradually. They have laid their plans over 140 years.
Dr. Labor, we've got to go to a break. I want to talk to everyone about what's happening in Australia. Very, very similar things happening in Canada with the UN starting to take land. Don't go anywhere because it's coming to the United States if we don't fight back. We'll be right back.
We have products that'll change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. We went to the top, one of the top makers. We said, we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Guest host Marie. Maria Z of ZMedia.com. That's the triple E. We're here with Dr. Rima Labo talking about the importance of exiting the United Nations, every single country demanding this, because when everyone says, what's the solution to all of these problems, it literally is all coming down from the UN. If we can exit the UN, take back power over our local politics, get the right people in, all of that is vital, but nothing will change if we don't get out of the UN. So, Dr. Labo, you told me something really shocking about what they're starting to do in Canada. The United States needs to be aware of this because you are also signed up to UNDRIP, which is the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. When you read that document, it's all wonderful about giving Indigenous people their rights and the rights to the land and blah, blah, blah. And then you go down to Article 46, which ruins the whole thing and says, but they are still subjected to the United Nations. Can you just let the audience know what just happened in Canada?
About a month ago, 20% of the landmass of Canada, which is a vast area, larger than many, many countries, was given to the Inuit people. The Inuit people comprise about 28,000 souls, and they were given 20% of Canada to administer, said the government of Canada under UNDRIP, the indigenous rights nonsense. Look, we took your land, we colonizers, we took your land, and so we're giving it back to you. Parenthesis. Indigenous peoples, Native Americans, First Americans, call them what you like, the First Nations, did not have a concept of land ownership. So this whole thing about giving you back your land is as nonsensical as you can pick your gender. It's nonsense. Anyway, it was said to them, now here we're giving you your land back. And of course, you can't administer 20% of Canada. You've only got 28,000 people in your group. So we'll give you an NGO that we've kindly set up for you. And we, the United Nations, will administer it. In other words, 20% of Canada was given to the United Nations. Now, the same thing is happening in Alberta. Vancouver has already been given, Vancouver, the city of Vancouver has been given back, that's nonsense, has been given back to 6,500 people. So the 1 million people who live in the city of Vancouver no longer own anything, no longer have any property rights whatsoever. What that means is, and this is also happening in Alberta, and it's happening in the United States, it's happening in Sweden, it's happening in many, many places around the world, eventually in all places. What that means is that an Indigenous person can now walk up to a non-Indigenous person. And by the way, Indigenous is not defined anywhere in any of these documents, which is pretty wild. So an, quote, Indigenous person, end quote, can walk up to a non-Indigenous person and say, this farm, this house, this skyscraper, this factory, whatever, it's mine. The land is mine. You have 90 days to remove your house, your barn, your animals, your factory, whatever, from my land and return it to a pristine condition. What? And if you don't, I get to bill you for the cost of removing everything on this land from my land. You no longer live here. You no longer have any rights. I don't care where you go. You're not important to me. The fact that we're both Canadians or Swedes or whatever is of no consequence because I'm an Indigenous person and I've been told that this is my land. In Alberta, the land use rights have now been changed so that you can't disturb 6 feet of the soil from the surface, 6 feet down, belongs to Alberta. Wait, I'm a farmer. I'm growing alfalfa, I'm growing tomatoes, I'm growing zucchini. No, you're not. You can't do that anymore. In other words, food production is now being criminalized, not just weaponized, but criminalized as in Europe, where the farmers are in a revolt against the European Union practices. So food production, land
use. Isn't that so twisted, Dr. Labo? Because they made up the nitrogen lies and the fertilizer lies and all of that sort of stuff in Europe. This is actually weaponizing, like in Australia, we have the Aboriginal people. It's weaponizing the Aboriginal people in the country, making them feel like victims, therefore they can take the land back. But it never actually goes to them. It goes to the United Nations. Team,
of
if you
course.
Can bring up that page, United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, just so that people know where to go. And you need to read this document and read Article 46, because it literally says, in the end, even after they do all of this and restore the rights, and it says here that initially four countries voted against: Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the US. Guys, those countries are now fully on board with UNDRIP. And Article 46
Absolutely.
Clearly says that these people are under the control of the UN. I want to really quickly as well go to the page, team, which is a new global framework for managing nature through 2030. This is the UN 30 by 30 agenda, which the US, again, is signed up to. Every single country is. New global framework for managing nature through 2030. And it literally outlines how they are going to, at least 30% of land and sea areas need to be declared as protected areas. Then if you go to, that's the one, yes. So, again, everyone remember UN 30 by 30. Then, team, if you bring up the Council on Foreign Relations link that says the push to conserve 30% of the planet, what's at stake? If you actually scroll down that page till after the map, team, if you can find the protected areas and wilderness around the world map, and go down to the third paragraph after that map, it actually says, that some experts call for protecting 50% of the planet, an initiative known as the Half Earth Project, while some indigenous communities call for 80%.
And in fact, 80%. The plan in Agenda 21, which is now a very difficult document to find, but I wrote a book on Agenda 21, actually, says that 99% of the world's landmass is to be protected. That means rewilded. That means barred to human use, while the remaining 10% of the world's population that's allowed to survive will be compressed into 1% of the world's land mass. So this is 50%, 80% is gradualism taking us toward the hoped for utter reclamation, rewilding. And of course, this means this goes along with the nonsense that every animal has the same rights as a human being. So scorpions, ants, slugs, fish, each one has rights which in the aggregate far supersede the rights of human beings. And in fact, if you read their documents closely, rocks and stones have rights. And so we have the least of all rights. And the carbon that is being eliminated is us, Maria. And this is the basic issue. So there's a website, preventgenocide2030.org. And on that website, there are very simple, easy, and effective ways of pounding on your elected representatives in the United States and in Canada, right on the home page. You can write to them, you can send them a short video, you can leave phone messages, and it really matters to tell them, I want you to co-sponsor this set of bills in the United States Congress and in Canada. I want you to support the parliamentary petition that Leslyn Lewis is going to bring after 90,000 plus Canadians signed it. And the same thing is happening in Australia. The same thing is happening elsewhere. But the press to get out of WHO, while worthy, while valid, is subsidiary. And if we expend our political capital
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
As we know it, as we value it. And most of all, what is being destroyed is the capacity to love and to trust one another. So we are being separated from our wisdom, from our bodies, from our DNA, from our children, from our property, from our very capacity to bring food forth from the earth. We are being separated from our ability to think, to communicate. All of it in the interests of a vast and total suppression of humanity into a slave caste that can never rise up again. To which my response is, no, out.
Dr.
I want
Labor,
out of your system.
I agree with you. I'm glad you brought up transhumanism. A couple of weeks ago, we had Dr. Anna Mahaitre on the broadcast. Apologies for anyone that was listening that day. We had some audio issues, but we encourage everyone to go back and watch what she was talking about, because humans are experiencing changes to their bodies that I would definitely say are synthetic in nature. They are unexplainable from any form of natural or organic perspective. It's not something that can be explained by sort of traditional medicine. We are living in times of synthetic biology, and this is the problem. When you look at this entire agenda, I think that there is a way that they will achieve it through manipulating humans internally. What are your thoughts on all of this, Dr. Rima? How quickly is this agenda accelerating, this aspect of it?
Rapidly. Very, very rapidly, indeed. The amendments to the international health regulations, which are a subsidiary and secondary problem, but are nasty, to say the least, state that all vaccines shall be, which are used, and of course they have a plan in their immunization implementation agenda, WHO states that there will be 500 mandatory new vaccines shoved into people, and there will be all the conventional vaccines, which are going to be reformulated as mRNA vaccines. So vast numbers of vaccines, all of which will be pre-approved for emergency use. Well, that's quite a wild concept. There is nothing left that is sacred except to them, their absolute and utter power. And I repeat, if we do not see the urgency and the impossibility of gradualism in getting out of this death machine, then we are colluding in our own death. And that's why PreventGenocide2030.org is so important. It is, we have no choice but to succeed or to acknowledge that we have agreed to our own absolute destruction from the DNA level outward. There is no parallel in history. People have been raped, they've been murdered, they've been subjugated, they've been enslaved. This is a different matter entirely. This is total. This is not partial. And we either succeed or we die as a species.
Well, how concerned are you about some of these highly injected individuals, as an example, not being able to think for themselves anymore?
Oh, I see that all the time. I mean, we can see the difference in people who have been injected and who have not. We can see the level of irrationality that is rising. We can't look at politicians who have always been irrational, because truth doesn't have very much of a place in their mental horizon. But in terms of the way people are interacting with each other, in terms of the lack of empathy, in terms of the utter disregard for the rules of civility that is becoming more and more normalized. When I first moved to Tucson in 2017, Tucson, Arizona, I'm from New York, and so people were stopping on the road so that I could go ahead of them, and I thought, what have I done wrong? Oh my goodness. No, that was just the culture of courtesy and stopping on the street, making eye contact, saying, hello, how are you? Good day, ma'am. That kind of thing. Gone. Absolutely gone. That no longer exists. And that's really quite interesting. No one told these people not to be courteous and interactive, but it's happened. And about 75% of the population here has allowed themselves to be jabbed multiple times with an unknown quantity of an unknown variety of poisons, which have neurological inflammatory impact. When you have neurological inflammation, you have behavioral changes. That's one of the very first signs of neurological inflammation, which is part of neurological deterioration and disintegration. I read yesterday about a 23-year-old man in the UK, multiply jabbed, who is the youngest person ever to have been diagnosed with dementia in the UK. That's happening. And it's happening on a widespread basis. What happens when your Uncle John shows the early signs of Alzheimer's? He stops being empathetic. He stops noticing the social signals of other people's needs. And that's what we're seeing.
Very, very alarming. And I ask this because I've been saying for the longest time, we have this tiny little window. That window is almost shut, in my opinion.
Yes.
We have so many converging points this year in 2024 of this agenda. We have the WHO that wants to pass the IHR amendments in May, them even continuing with this process, they are in violation of Article 55 of the existing international health regulations. Right now, they are in utter violation of international law as we speak, because they're continuing these negotiations and they didn't meet their deadline in January to submit what they needed to submit. So we have that happening. We have the UN trying to pass this pact for the future as of September. We have the upcoming US elections, which will absolutely change the world whichever way they go in. And so what do you think, in the next 3 minutes or so that we have, Dr. Labor, what do you think humanity could expect over the next few months? What should people prepare for? And finally, where should they follow you?
Let me first say that as a physician practicing without pharmaceuticals for many, many, many years, more than half a century, people would come in with very well-developed diseases, conditions, and they'd have many, 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 many symptoms, many issues, many dysfunctions, many shutdowns, many problems. My job, as I saw it, was to find the central root cause of all of the dysfunctions, keep them alive and keep them comfortable while attending to the symptoms as secondary issues, and then solve the basic underlying problem. Well, I'm using the same reasoning here. Each of the things you mentioned, and 100 more, are the subsidiary pimples, boils, the abscesses of the central corruption. So what we have to do is eliminate the central corruption and cure it. The cure is to exit the United Nations, and then humanity must extract all of the roots of corruption that have been put into all of our systems, preparing for this moment of cataclysm. Prevent Genocide 2030 is where you must go. Please sign up for the newsletter. I have two podcasts a week. One is called Catalytic Conversations. I'm inviting you now to join us for one of those the sessions. They're quite extraordinary. The other one is called the Dr. Rima Truth Reports. And there's a Substack. Please subscribe to my Substack. It's called drrimatruthreports.substack.com. I'm easy to find. The problem is, what are you going to do about it? If you just find me and you find Maria and you find Alex and you say, wow, look at all the information that I have accumulated, you are signing your own death warrant, and that of your children and your neighbors and the planet. You must take action. And the action is simple. You ride your freedom mouse and you tell your politicians, don't you dare. Don't you dare. You work for me. You do what I tell you. And when millions of us do that, they back down because they're fundamentally cowards anyway. So we need to bully them legally.
Yuval Noah Harari says that the 2024 U.S. election will be the last election that is ever held in the way that we know elections. He says that in future, AI will decide for us who will rule over us. And so we have a limited time to actually work with the politicians that are in place now before they go and collapse everything as we know it. Ukraine 24, have a look at that and what they want to do there. AI government, AI currency, AI everything. And so that just terrifies me. Dr. Rima Labo, thank you so much. Check out our content on Z Media, on the Z Media channel, on band.video or zmedia.com. We'll see you soon. God bless.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We have products that'll change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. We went to the top, one of the top makers. We said, we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost. 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-Hour Clean Energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force,